Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Khazad, you and Sereth have this brief exchange. He looks up to you as he says this, almost in sadness. My mother and a few fighters as well. I don't understand what happened, but that is why I was in there.
Can I roll like an insight or a history to see if anything about this sounds familiar?
Yeah, go ahead. I would roll... Are you trying to discern if he is what his body language is saying, or if you've heard of him before?
More along the lines of if I've heard of anything like this, like any drow like losing their memory and lashing out and killing the head of their family.
Okay. Make a history check.
All right. I'm not good at those, but that's okay. That's a natural 20, so
Jesus.
I'll take it.
Continuing from last episode, I see. So with a natural 20, I will say you have only heard the story of a drow losing himself and striking down other drow warriors, as well as a matron, one of the matrons of the household.
So that was you.
You've heard of me, I see.
Just some vague stories. My separation from my house was not entirely different, only I didn't actually kill a matron. Hurt her pretty badly, but not killed her. I'm just gonna kind of... let me see if I even have one. Oh wait, yes I do. Can I do like a divine sense to see if he like has any sort of like lingering magic effect on him at all?
Yes. Yes, you may.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and burn a divine sense charge. Because divine sense, I can detect good and evil. I can detect things that are affected by a hallow spell or no location of celestial fiend undead. So maybe that wouldn't actually work.
I will say that if you do want to burn it, you would get the normal party members, and specifically looking over him, give me a d20 roll.
Raw d20? Okay.
Raw d20.
Alright, rolling that in Owlbear. Yo!
With a 19.
The dice really like me tonight.
They do.
If only I could do this in Saturday's game.
With a 19, there is something evil attached to him. You don't know how. The only thing that you get from it is that something is wrong with him. But that's all you can tell. Without a natural 20, you would have not been able to recognize anything. You start to, for clarification, you start to notice the discoloration in his eyes, turning an orange color. But it is very slight. Ruin. You begin to hear something. A soft feminine voice sounds out in your mind, faint and distant.
Hello? Is someone there? Oh, please, I need your help. I've been trapped in the dark for so long. So very long. Please, won't you help to free me?
What do you do?
I'm gonna look around for a really dark place.
Okay. Make a perception check.
19.
You notice a small, very, very small cut in the stone here that leads to another hallway.
Like Grim could get into it small?
Well, the whole party could get into it, but it the way that it is, it's hidden because of overlapping stone. So one protrudes out further, and if without looking at it hard, it would be very, very difficult to find. The closer you get to it, the closer that you are able to discern the details of a door.
A door?
A solid marble door encased in thin layer of beaten, aged bronze.
Is there a handle?
There is.
I'm gonna open the door.
Okay. You open the door to find a dark chamber.
Oh, Lord. Is any of this reminding me of my dream?
It is not, actually.
Oh, okay. Is it, like, unnaturally dark? Like, my dark vision, is it penetrating it?
No, with dark vision, you'd be able to see in there.
Okay. I have 90 feet of it.
Yeah, so in the grayish tones of dark vision, you would see carvings on the eastern wall, a stone diorama stands depicting a noble woman and her followers bathed in coins and fine linen. Behind the diorama, painted on the marble wall, lies what looks to be an old elven city. And on the northern wall, you see a descending staircase. This is what you see. You might need to refresh.
Have we all gone with?
No, it has just been Ruin.
Oh, okay. Okay, because we're in there. So I just wanted to make sure before I said anything.
Right. Little Grimm's whisper.
Boop.
And you said this is a statue of a woman?
It is.
A noble woman?
Mm-hmm.
Does she seem familiar at all?
You can make a history check.
Not great at those, but I'll do it. Nope, that's a six.
Nah, not familiar at all.
Okay, didn't think so. Okay. I'm gonna ignore that. And curiosity killed the cat and apparently the ranger. And down the staircase we go.
As soon as you hit the staircase, Grim starts to bite at your robe, trying to pull you backwards.
Why?
Grim will go out and get the rest of the party.
Oh.
What is it, little bird thing? Where's Ruin? You're never actually apart from her. Oh god, did she get killed? Where is she?
Have you abandoned your master to come live with Flaffle? I don't blame you, little guy.
Ruin, how would it be the appropriate time for Grim to talk
speak
to him?
Probably yes.
Okay.
Remember, it's Australian.
He is Australian.
Bramble? Bramble, if you would like to, if you want to throw a voice out there, I would not mind.
No worries. So Grim kind of is looking at everyone and just goes,
she's wandered off alone. It's not safe. It's not safe for her. She shouldn't be alone.
Oh my goodness.
You speak?
Yeah, you'll get over it. Come
now
on.
Tell me in your own words that I'm your favorite.
Lead the way, Grim. Go. Quick.
Okay. Grim heads the direction he came from.
Good kitty dog bird.
Very well.
You'll never hear those words from Grim's mouth. I swear this today, Flaffle. No, I'm just kidding.
As soon as the four of you enter, the door shuts.
Trap!
Well, shit, that didn't happen when I came in.
Don't worry, guys. This is why I brought the dynamite.
Immediately moves away from door. Lee, is she down there?
Yeah, she is
literally
at the top
right
of the stairs.
Oh, oh. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I was more panicked about the dynamite thing. There you are. Are you okay?
Did you say your pet could speak?
I'm fine, Grim. Just, he wouldn't let me go down the stairs and then flew off, I guess, to get you guys.
Oh.
Your pet has a very soothing voice.
Thank you. He actually spoke?
Kind of a commanding voice, to be honest.
He did, and I think it's because I'm his new favorite. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
You will never be his favorite. He is a piece of my soul. Fuck off.
That means nothing.
Buddy.
Those five goblins out there were once part of someone else's soul, and now they follow me.
Were they, though?
I'm contagious.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Just gonna scoop Grim up and put him on my shoulder.
Don't do that again.
I heard a lady calling for help.
Not safe.
No one told me that. Until you told me not to go down the stairs.
Which, as you continue down the stairs... They descend about 100 feet.
Oh, Ivan and stairs. By about quarter of the way through, he's like, oh, stairs. God,
Level
stairs.
Walks over and looks down the stairs. Stairs and short kobolds do not mix. Looks at Kazad. Obvious?
All the way downstairs already. Jump, Flaffle. That's how we solve everything. Yeah.
It's like every video you've ever seen of a small child going down the stairs with like butt scooting along it.
Just wait for Flaffle. You got it, buddy. Come to me. Actually using this time to catch my breath.
Obbies.
Okay, good.
Obbies.
Okay.
I'm just, like, taking the stairs two at a time.
Yeah. It leads you to another one of these heavy, bronze doors.
Does it, too, have a handle?
It does, but you do notice this one is, harder to open.
Like, harder to open as in strength-wise, or as in it seemed kind of locked or the hinges are rusted?
Strength-wise, it's much heavier than the first one.
Ivan steps back.
I'm just gonna look at our paladin.
You got this, buddy.
Okay.
Pats him on the back with guidance. You're strong, right? By the way, Mr. DM Hulkman, buddy, old pal, DM Daddy, is the mist down here? That fog?
It is.
God fuck, damn it!
It is much more dense in this area for some reason.
Oh, son of a monkey. I'm useless besides cantrips. I still got some good berries, though.
As we're,
I don't have anything but first level stuff.
What was that, Flaffle?
As we are descending into the mist, Flaffle is going to pick up his little amulet. Hello, Mr. Grazilex. It's me, Flaffle. Just wanted to touch base and let you know that we've discovered some ruins that hold a very dense phase rust.
You get a response back. Ah, good to hear from you. Please be careful, because if it is dense, the properties might be more potent. Just a thought.
Does everybody else hear this?
No, it is just...
Flaffle is going to keep this information to himself.
You bastard.
Flaffle is curious. Flaffle wants to see what happens.
Ivan's dumb enough to do it too, you bastard.
Test subjects.
I'm gonna be sure I'm close enough to you to do it. Come here, Flaffle! Give me a hug while I cast a spell.
This won't make you my favorite.
So, Kazad, are you helping with the door?
If you're talking, Kazad, you're muted.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
All good.
So, like, have I been muted since we came in this room?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains why I haven't gotten, like, any kind of a response. Okay. Yeah, Kazad is not happy about this at all. He's just standing there with his arms crossed, staring at Ruin. He's like, these stairs are going down. This is the opposite direction of what we want to do.
Look, I heard someone calling for help. Can you just help me with the door?
He looks Ruin square in the eyes and he says, I want you to know that I fucking hate you. And I'm going to help you with the door.
Okay.
All right. So do I need to like roll a strength check or?
Yeah, strength check. Or... And,
with advantage and guidance.
Yep.
Okay. So that's a double two.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Plus one, so four, five total on strength.
Okay.
Can I roll an athletics instead?
Sure.
All right, that's a 16.
Okay. You go to initially put like your full weight into it, and you run into it, expecting it just to bust open. It doesn't at first, but then you realize, oh, I need to kind of pick up and lift and push.
You rolled
and
that
then you're able to.
Guidance, correct?
The athletics check?
No, the original strength roll.
Yeah, the advantage. Original strength check, I rolled a double two.
Oh, okay, Jesus. So guidance wouldn't have helped at all.
Yeah. Yeah, the athletics check, I figured since that was a gimme, I just would do just a raw athletics roll, so.
Fair enough. Yeah, but the door opens, and you are now down here. It reveals four... Oh, no, I'm sorry. What it reveals is two doors, one on the northern and the eastern wall. Shreds of dusty tapestries lie scattered across the floor and a pale gray marble altar stands gouged and cracked against the western wall.
I would like to approach the altar.
Okay.
I'm absolute trash at this, but do I recognize this? Can I make a history check to see if I know, or is it religion?
It would be religion.
Okay, I'm trash at both of them.
I have some religion.
It's a 10.
Hey Hulk, before you answer that, do we see these marks above the door?
Yes, you do.
Ivan's kind of like looking around the room, and then he looks back. You can go ahead and answer that ruins thing. I'll ask after that.
Okay. You don't recognize anything familiar.
Makes sense.
Can I,
Ivan? Since you're looking around, make an investigation check.
Okie dokie, I don't have a very high investigation. Guidance. Well, that's actually pretty freaking good. Had to be one. That's going to be a 17 on my investigation.
Okay, 17. You're kind of looking around the room just from where you're at, and you are noticing claw marks in the stone.
Yeah. Hey guys.
It is recent.
Yeah. That doesn't help this at all. No, like in a good way, like it doesn't make me feel better. That makes me feel worse. Guys,
but if it's any consolation, the like dust on the ground hasn't
been moved. I see what you did there.
Yeah, the dust is unsettled on the ground.
It doesn't help.
No, that does not help.
Claw marks that are recent, dust that's not moving. What kind of hocus pocus Ghostbusters bullcrap is this? Anyways.
Mean shit runs around on the walls.
Ivan's just going to kind of step in and kind of look around the room and then turn around and see the marks above the door. And then, so does everybody else just like not noticed, or we're completely ignoring the giant claw marks all over the place? But yet the dust.
I hope it means there's something down here to fight.
The dust isn't moved at all.
Oh, I hope something jumps out.
Can I make a perception check to listen and see if I hear anything moving around behind either of the doors or in the room with us?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, dice, don't fuck me. Thank you. 23.
It is as silent as could be. As everybody kind of standing there waiting for a result, you don't hear anything. No movement, nothing.
That's creepier than hearing movement or not.
Is there light here or is it dark?
So, it is completely dark.
Okay.
However, the phase rose is giving, like, dim light.
Yeah. Ivan's going to kind of step towards the center of the room. And he's going to go, well, I mean, if there is any kind of creature in here that's probably used to the dark, probably wouldn't really like if we lit it up a little bit. And then he's going to cast light in his hand. So, in a 30-foot area, bright light, and another, I think, 30-foot area, dim light.
Right.
10
yeah
30 foot.
The room is lit.
Yep. Do we see anything more clearly, more in color? Seeing how dark vision makes us see in black and whites. I mean, black and grays. Or whites and grays.
Not in this one.
No?
Okay. The tapestries that have been kind of scattered across the floor, you don't... They're so old, you can't recognize anything off of them.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up and see if this statue thing rings any bells to me.
Yeah, I was just about to do a religion check.
Oh, on that. Then I'll give guidance and advantage. I'll give guidance and help to Kazad. He probably has a higher religion than me.
All right. Rolling. That's a 21 plus
a D4.
3, so 24 total.
Yeah, even with a 24, you don't. Hot it's just damn. A stone altar.
That's a DM saying, "Fuck off from here, everybody. Please move on."
Never.
Ivan's gonna stand within at least 15 to 20 feet from Ruin, and is trying to stay within range of everybody so he could keep everybody alive in this unsure area. Go ahead, Ruin. I guess open the next door if this is what we're doing. Don't really know why we're doing this.
What's this door look like?
The same. Heavy bronze door.
All the doors look before. The same. All the doors look the same. It's never
all
ending.
All these squares make a circle.
All these triangles make a rectangle.
I will try to open it.
Surprisingly enough, it opens.
Well, aren't you just strong?
What can I see beyond the door?
So... what you see are four stone sarcophagi. Each of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Each of the lids are carved in shapes of robed figures.
Oh, great. You found a tomb. Of course, the undead person found a tomb. Why would they not?
Oh. Which one of you is the strongest?
Sit right here, right at the door.
Can I make a history or religion check on the carvings
You...
on the sarcophagi?
Yeah.
Run up and, well, I'm going to walk up and touch your hand and go, think deep, dead one. Think deep. Giving you guidance as I back up.
Is this religion or history?
History.
History?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 15 plus a d4. Maybe I roll. Okay, so 17.
Flaffle found a chamber pot.
It's more like a drain.
Oh, that's
with a 17, it looks like these are tombs of warriors for the noble.
Okay.
Mr. Kazan. My favorite crowd.
This is the tombs for warriors.
How strong would you say you are?
Strong enough.
Excuse me, Rowan.
Oh, beautiful.
They're still talking.
You should open
here.
Up these sarcophagus and we should see if there's any loot inside.
Oh, they're looting Ruin. They're grave robbing Ruin.
Hey, no, let's not.
Well, what else are people gonna do? No one's visited here in who knows how long.
Zod is just kind of walking away, just shaking his head like, nope, 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 nope. He pushes past Ruin out the door. Nope, 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 nope.
Hey, Ivan. Ruin is gonna leave and look at Champer. Get your kobold, man.
Ivan just smiles and waves. Backs up slowly. I have faith in you. You're strong, right?
No. What is this, DM?
This right here?
Yes.
It's a pot.
Okay, Fluffle does run over to that and check inside.
Great. Okay,
make an investigation check.
It's just filled with blood of kobolds.
It's another nat 20. It's 29.
God. Oh, God!
Rename this I one, on and that's another nat become, 20.
Let me solar her.
Watch, Wednesday game, we're going to TPK because we're using all of the good rolls.
Hey, Flaffle?
Yeah.
You did it again.
Oh,
what?
So you touch this pot here, right?
Uh-huh.
You realize inside there's a button.
No!
I press the button.
No!
This sarcophagi begins to move. And as it does...
Do we hear this?
You do hear the shifting of,
I'm immediately running back in there.
Very heavy stone.
Do I open it?
Sprinting.
What do I get?
Well, before you can look at anything, let's see. One.
Oh no.
Two.
Damn it.
Three.
I fucking saw this coming. That's why I got some battle music going in the background.
Thank you.
I've been a DM long enough to know when someone fucked up and pushed the wrong button.
Or was it the right button?
So, four of these creatures rise up from out of the tombs. I need everyone to know, roll initiative.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Hey, DM.
Yes.
Would an initiative roll be an ability check or a saving throw?
It is. You can guidance.
I shall guidance my No. I come sprinting into the room and tap Kazad with guidance.
Thank you. I will take that guidance.
I'm just like, you got this.
That's a 10 on initiative.
I also have a 21.
I got a 16.
Because Flavel can never have a turn all to himself.
Six. Okay. All right. With that being said, first up, it is Ruin.
Oh, it's me?
It is.
Shit, we have this phase mist crap still going on.
You do.
Son of a bitch.
I agree.
I want to risk it.
That is a good question. Do you want to risk it?
What are these things exactly?
So each one that rises depicts a different warrior. They are purple in nature, and they are translucent. So you would assume it is some kind of ghost, something of that nature.
All right, which means, oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna risk it, and I'm gonna bonus action cast Zephyr Strike on myself.
Okay. I need you to roll a d20 for me. If you can do it in Owlbear, that would be much appreciated.
I'll do it in Owlbear. Roll that one. Three.
I need you to roll a D100.
Oh, God. 89.
Okay. So, not terrible, I think. Let's see here. 89. All right.
God, what happens?
All right. I need you to roll a D8 for me.
In Owlbear?
In Owlbear.
Okay. Six.
Ivan.
Oh no. Sweet.
You are able to cast a spell, so you do have Zephyr Strike on you.
Okay.
But you also cast something else.
Oh no.
Ivan, you begin to feel yourself floating in the air as you now know you can fly.
Oh, where am I going? What? Oh. Hey, hey, what are the ghost thingies doing to me? Where am I going? Where am I going?
I didn't know you could fly.
Is that what's going on? Because, hold on. He, like, tries to push himself just, like, a foot forward. Oh.
Yeah.
I move. Hey, I'm flying.
26 to hit this guy in the corner.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Why am I flying?
Yeah, cool. So that is going to be 7 plus d8 of force damage, so 10 total damage, 3 of it being force.
Is it considered magical?
No, it's not, unfortunately. I mean, the force damage is, because it's force damage.
Right. Okay. You notice the arrow itself doesn't do a whole lot, but whenever the force damage kicks in, you notice it hits it full blast.
Okay. Well, that probably means they're resistant to non-magical damage. I will yell that out to party and shoot it again with my Gloomstalker attack.
Okay.
For an 18 to hit.
18 hits.
That is going to be another 7. This is all going to be non-magical, but it does do so. 7 plus 5, 12 damage, so maybe 6 total, I guess.
Okay.
Just take a chance.
Very well.
That's my turn.
Very well. Next up, Ivan.
Ivan's floating in the air, kind of just trying to get his balance. Is somehow upside down now. I really don't understand what's going on.
You can fly!
Is that what's happening? He, like, rights himself and goes, well, okay, reaches in, grabs a few pebbles, casts the cantrip Magic Stone, and then just uses an action to throw one of them at one of the things. You said non-magical is resistant. Well, how about a magical rock?
Which one are you throwing it at?
This one, my Flaffle.
Okay.
And it's going to be a 16 to hit.
16 hits.
Awesome. Going in with 6 damage.
Nice.
I said I wish I had Shillelagh.
Yeah, and, yeah, Ivan is going to fly here so he can get a better look and a little bit more protection from Champra. But that'll be it for him.
Very well. Kazad.
All right. I'm going to turn to D, the one that's over here that could potentially go and flank Flaffle. Sure. And I am going to use my Channel Divinity Control Undead.
Oh, okay.
One undead target within 30 feet is forced to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 13. On failure, that target must obey my commands for 24 hours and until I use this feature again. Undead with a CR rating equal to or greater than 3 is immune.
Okay. So wisdom save?
Yep, wisdom save.
That's when the DM straight up forgot there was a fucking paladin of Oathbreaking in here.
That's a 7.
Yo, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Okay. D is now under your command.
Alright. I point at A, and I just say attack.
Alright.
And that is going to be my turn.
All right. Are you moving anywhere? Or are you staying there?
I'm gonna move, like, right here to kind of protect Flaffle.
Okay.
But that's, is... yeah, that's going to end my turn.
All right. It is now their turn.
Hold on. Because I'd rolled a 10, right?
Yes.
I also rolled a 10.
You also rolled a 10. Okay, it's got you in here 7 for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I had guidance.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So, Flaffle, it is now your turn.
Flaffle sits there with this big grin and goes, I'm going to try something, guys. And see him pull out a little wooden hammer.
Ivan immediately wants to run away.
And start smacking something that he can see, but none of you can. And he kind of sees something materialize in front of him that is about the same size as him. It is a giant Flaffle head made crudely out of wood with 4 spider-like appendages that come out from the bottom.
It's well, that's beautiful. Not unsettling at all.
Come on, my creature!
It's a tad bit horrifying, buddy!
And with that, I summon a Eldritch Cannon onto the field.
Yo.
Okay.
Come on.
Sorry, but you're going to need to get AI art for this shit, or, like, commissioned art, because I want to see what it looks like every time you summon it.
Yes. I imagine, like, you remember, like, Mulan, when, like, Mushu, like, pops up with, like, a giant stone head?
Yes. I am Mushu. Yeah. Did you name him Mushu?
Copyright.
All right. So
and
we'll just
now it is my cannon's turn.
Yeah, sure.
That works.
There you go. There's your little cannon.
All right, and on my cannon's turn, I'm gonna have it. Let's see. That's each of these squares is 5 feet, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. So it's gonna turn to the one that is, right in front of me, and unleash a torrent of fire as a flamethrower emits from its mouth. And you see the mouth kind of like mechanically like pop open, all like just rickety as can be. It feels like it could fall apart at any second, but it's still holding together. Imagine like goblin engineering from World of Warcraft, and this huge jet of fire just erupts from it.
Okay. Deck save, or do you roll to hit?
That's what I gotta check. Okay, yep, deck save.
Well, that's a 4.
That is a fail. And it takes 7 points of fire damage.
Very well. You notice the fire does not do as much as you would like it to. But is that your cannon's turn?
That is my cannon, yes.
Very well. Alright, so... I am going to have D go first. D is going to... come over to A, as intended. And it's going to make an attack roll.
Yeah, as it moves, Ivan just yelps and then realizes it went right past all of us. Why is that thing hitting its friend?
That hits.
Because it knows better.
Oh, shit.
You're fucking crazy, Flaffle.
Crazy equals genius.
He swings at him and it goes straight through, even on a hit. But that is its turn.
And at least it gets it out of the attack order towards us.
A is going to come down here and attack Shampra. That's a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Yikes.
That is 10 points of necrotic damage. And I need you to roll a Constitution saving throw.
Fifteen
succeeds. You are fine.
Hell yeah.
All right, Myth. I'm sorry, Ruin.
My turn.
That is a 20 to hit. Dirty 20.
Thank you.
Another 10 points of necrotic damage and constitution saving throw.
Another 10. Did I take some?
No. Shampera took 10. Oh, I rolled the same thing.
Four.
Shit.
Your hit put maximum is reduced by 10.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Farfanugan.
C is going to... attack Kazad.
Okay, go for it.
It's a 19 to hit.
That hits reaction Hellish Rebuke.
Okay.
I need a dex save for me.
Alright. 19.
Yeah, that saves, so you're going to take half, so 6 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And then, how much damage do I take?
13.
Oof.
And constitution saving throw, please.
Alright. Damage and con save. Come on. 15. Let's go.
Yep. You are fine. D moved. Yep, that is everybody. Shampera, it is your turn.
Great. A couple of things. We know that cantrips don't really mess with the phasers too much, correct?
Correct.
Great. And I've seen everybody using or trying to use means of magical attack instead of physical attack because it doesn't seem to hurt them as much.
Correct. Yeah, that and Rune did yell out physical attacks don't work very well.
Okay. So, See Shampera go, Mr. Bingo, I need a little help on this one. And he puts his finger to Mr. Bingo's mouth. Mr. Bingo's eyes flash like a spirity blue, and he bites Shampera on the finger. I'm going to cast Primal Savagery on myself. Yep. And when that happens, Shampera's fingernails grow to look like lizard claws. And you could swear his tongue looks a little long, too. And he just goes, welcome to the lizard den. And I'm going to make a attack on A, please.
Okay. Now, is that a spell or an ability?
It is a cantrip. And I'm just
cantrip?
Yeah, Primal Savagery is a cantrip.
Yep. So he swipes at this thing. Let's see if it... Oh, 24 to hit.
Hits.
Sweet. So you're going to take... Wow, that sucks. The lowest amount of damage possible. 1 acid damage.
Okay.
And as the lizard claws strike, you see Shampra's lizards are mimicking him and circling around the A and... also attack, and you take 1d6 piercing, so 5 piercing.
Is that magical?
It as magic as they look, it is not.
Okay. This thing is not looking good. You see its form starting to waver.
Jamper just says in a weird lizardy way,
good job, babies.
You get a... I can't get it to pick up on the mic, but they hiss back at you in loving affection.
Love it. But that's me. He'll hold ground.
All right. There you go. Ruin.
It's my turn?
It is.
Okay. You said A's the one that's not looking good?
Correct.
I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay.
Cool. 26.
Hits. Roll damage.
Woo! Fuck that shit. 6.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's it.
Okay. Are you gonna try to move?
On me. No, because he'll try to hit me. And I don't. Okay. No. I'm not looking good, man. Actually, I'm looking great because I'm at my max hit points, but. Oh boy!
Alright. Ivan.
Yep, it's me, Ivan. The flying person who doesn't know what the heck to do to help his friends. He kind of panics, I guess. And is going to, throw it. He's gonna kind of panic and throw, two first level spells out. He's gonna bless, Champra, Ruin, and Flaffle. And then he's going to Sanctuary Kazad. A bless allows you to add a d4 to your saving throws and attack rolls. And Sanctuary... Oh, no, wait. Sanctuary doesn't work the same way in your games as it does in mine. So...
How do you run it?
I run it to where it makes the enemy have to roll for everything and allows the sanctuary person to still attack, but once the enemy gets past it the first time, it drops.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's how you're gonna run it? Okay, then I'll keep that action. Oh wait, okay. I can actually cast that at a second level and get Kazad too. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna get Kazad and sanctuary myself.
Okay.
With a second level spell from Bless.
All right. I need 2 d20 rolls.
Yup. Alright, here comes the first. That's a 14.
You're good.
And then a 9.
A 9 is good.
Oh, thank God. As I go, I'm sorry, everybody! It closes his eyes real tightly and then casts, as he, like, swirls the mist in the room, he uses it almost as like a way to hide his spells to cast Bless and then Sanctuary on himself, as all of you guys feel somewhat lighter and almost like something is there, kind of like a white line guiding you in every direction.
Ooh, that's warm and nice.
Oh, nothing happened. That'll be the end of my turn.
Okay. Flavel. Or Kazad, whoever wants to go first.
I'll go. Alright, so... I'm going to go ahead and attack C with my... with one of my scimitars. It's an 8 to hit.
That does not hit.
All right, bonus action, offhand attack. And then 9 hit.
Unfortunately, neither of those hit.
Yep, that's, I'm forgetting that I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to roll, all right, I'm just gonna roll 2d4s real quick. All right. So a 1 and a 4, so I'll add that 4 to the second one.
Yeah, so the second one would cause it to hit.
Okay. So when that happens, I'm going to channel a Divine Smite.
Very nice.
So that's 1, 2, 3d8.
Now, is this...
I can never remember how many it is.
No, it's so radiant that's, still.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been my question. Even though technically I'm an Oathbreaker, if I broke my oath to an evil god, would that be radiant damage?
I will say this. After what happened earlier in the night,
mm-hmm.
I would say that you start to feel a surge of energy that you've never felt before. When you hit this Divine Smite, it turns radiant.
Cool.
Almost like instead of it being a blast of either necrotic or radiant energy, it is just pure moonlight that just comes slamming out of your sword. Or something.
Yo. Send it. That's going to be 10 points of damage.
Alright. Yeah. With feeling this new energy, you lay your Divine Smite into this creature and it does vanish.
Yo, I'm going to use my movement speed to move away from Flapple and get behind B.
Okay. All right, if that is your turn, Flapple, it is your turn.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Well, upon seeing that the flamethrower isn't doing much, I'm going to expend a spell slot. As you see, the cannon kind of crumple down on the ground in front of me. Now I pull out my hammer and start whacking away on nothing again, and you see another identical cannon appear. That... Check something here. Okay, so he is actually going to be right here. And I'm going to tell him to scramble forward and blast DNA. And okay. On his turn, he is going to scramble up to right Xia. And in a... Let's see. Okay. So, this one does not attack in a cone, but that is fine. Actually, it's a ranged spell, so... Yeah, I keep him right there. So he's going to attack D.
D I was going to say, D is under my control.
Ah. So he can move up to 15 feet. So I'd have him be right here. He's going to attack B.
Okay.
This boy. And... Oh, sweet. This one just hits. So... he takes 3 force damage and gets pushed 5 feet away from the cannon.
Okay. Ruin, that will push it out of your... attack range if you'd like to make an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, it has to be a willing movement.
Unless the DM rules it that way, that's his choice.
I mean, yeah.
Sure. I've always ran it to where even if they're forced out like that, you still can
attack of opportunity. I did too until the party started abusing Thorn Whip and bringing him through the meat grinder.
We did. We
abused
the hell out of
him. Yeah, everybody lined up on either side, and then they just pulled him through, and it was brutal.
22?
Yeah, 22 hits.
10.
Okay. Yep. Takes half of that hit, and is forced backwards. Alright, Flaffle, is that all you're gonna do?
Yep, that is it for Flavel's turn. That is my action and bonus action.
Okay. All right. B is going to attack Kazad. Does a 12 hit?
12 does not hit.
Okay. And then A is going to attack Shamper again, and that, unfortunately, is a natural 20. With that natural 20, Shamper, you are going to take 20 points of necrotic damage.
I am down.
And I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
That is 8.
Okay.
Shamper is down.
All right.
Don't forget to add your bless to that.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I rolled a 5 plus 3 for bless.
Dang.
We'll say when you see Shamper go down, you also see his lizards disappear, other than Mr. Bingo, who is sitting on its chest.
I would say, give me a quick d20 roll.
I rolled a 5.
All right. The last part of its attack, the target dies as this effect reduces its hit point maximum to 0.
Hey, DM?
Not his hit point maximum, right?
Yeah, but...
But he would have two hit points, technically.
But he would have two hit points, technically.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's...
So you are...
Yeah, he's not dead.
He's in death saves.
Yep, okay. Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.